This weekend, it was announced that South Africa will host the 2010 World Cup Soccer Tournament. This is the first time an African nation will be home to soccer's premier event. Stephen Goff is a sports reporter for the Washington Post, and he's on the phone. Hi, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How did the South African delegation convince the nominating committee in Switzerland to let the games come to South Africa?
Well, they felt it was time, and FIFA, which organizes world soccer, has wanted to put the World Cup in Africa. South Africa came very close to winning a few years ago, and they lost out to Germany by one vote. And what South Africa did was they learned from that experience. They put together a stronger bid, and now that they've won the bid, they will host 6 years from now, and that gives them plenty of time. Obviously, South Africa is still an emerging nation, and there's a lot of infrastructure projects that they need to work on. They need to finish off some stadiums and build highways and prepare for the soccer world coming to their country in a few years.
How many venues are going to be needed? How much building will need to be done?
I'm not sure of the specifics there. I think traditionally a World Cup is played in many cities in a country. You know, the same thing happened in the United States in 1994. They played, I think it was in nine cities. South Africa has some existing stadiums. They have a few more to build, and they're scattered all around the country, so it should be a great experience.
Good news for their economy.
Yeah, and this isn't like the Olympics. The Olympics is 14, 16 days long. The World Cup is a month long. So you're talking about visitors there for an entire month or longer. You're talking about 32 different countries being represented, so people are coming from all over the world. There's television money, there's advertising money, there's sponsors. It'll have a huge impact.
What's the significance of this first World Cup coming to Africa?
Well, African soccer has always produced many great, great players over the years. An African team has never won the World Cup, but the teams are getting better and better. Teams like Nigeria, Cameroon, Senegal, South Africa. So the time had come for a World Cup to be held in the African continent. It's been held in Mexico twice. It's been in the United States once. It's been in South America. It's been in Europe many times. It went to Asia for the first time in 2002 with Korea and Japan. And everyone agreed that given the passion for soccer in Africa, it was time.
Stephen Goff writes about soccer for the Washington Post, and he joined us by phone from his home in Virginia. Steve, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity.